Men's Health Week started on Monday. The project Man Matters urging everyone to do their bit to improve the health, well-being of local men and boys. Here's why. Local men die on average 5 years younger than women. Males have higher death rates than women for all of the leading causes of death. And what's important for this next interview, late presentation to health services leads to a large number of problems being untreatable. One big issue is testicular cancer. Do you check yourself? Would you even know how to? Dr. Colm Farrelly came into the Nolan studio earlier with Vinny. He wanted to be inspected. Say no more. One of the reasons for doing this is to break down the barriers of what can be seen as an embarrassing topic. Now, we do need to warn you what you'll hear over the next 10 minutes. It does have some graphic detail. First up, we asked Dr. Farrelly how important self-assessment was.
Well, it's very important, and that's really what we're all about today. You see, we're looking for changes that might give a clue to a cancer, Vinny. Okay. And the earlier you find that change, the earlier you might get a diagnosis and the better your treatment's going to be. So you should, of course, Stephen, examine your testicles.
Do men actually do this, though? Like, how often...
I don't know, he said he doesn't do it at all.
Of course
I don't do it.
Why don't you, though?
Well,
I don't do it, to be honest. I'm having to go with him, but I don't check.
Right, well, we should. I don't know if you can study, if you could go around and ask all the men whether they examine their testicles or not. But let's just assume that you two guys are normal. At the same time, we should all be doing it. We should make it public that everybody knows that they examine their testicles pretty regularly. Nobody knows scientifically how regularly it is important to do it.
We're talking once a month here?
I would think that would be sensible. But sure, why not after every shower? You know, you're there, the testicles are there, examine them.
This is young men you're talking about, 20 right, yes. to 35, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, Stephen, we're particularly interested in this cancer because it occurs in young men and it's treatable. Now, young men, 20 to 35 mostly, maybe 15 to 55 would
young.
Be the group. It is. These men, by and large, have lots of their life ahead of them. And if they're going to develop a cancer, they want to find it earlier rather than later, and that's what we're on about. The treatment of this, you see, is far better if it started early rather than later. Yes, the treatment is brilliant. My oncology friends, I'm proud to shout about them, have treatments for this now that are coming close to 100% successful.
Okay.
Not quite 100%.
But it's important that you check and catch it early.
Far easier to treat it when you get it early.
Well, Doctor, I don't know what it is about you, but Vincent has asked if you would, you know.
I think it's important that you... I can hardly even say it, that you show me how I do it properly.
Yes.
So anybody listening can, if they can right now, they could check themselves while you're talking.
Don't worry if there is a webcam, because Vincent, you're walking behind a screen now.
I, yes.
Dr. Colm, do you want to follow him?
Yes, I'm
over
along.
Here.
So this is important. What we're going to do up on the website is we're going to put in the website what you can do and all of the details around it, bbc.co.uk/Nolan. So why don't you talk me through what you're doing?
Okay, so we're behind a screen now in the corner of the studio and I have my back to Stephen, thankfully. So this feels very odd undoing my trousers. So will I just...
Well, let's imagine we're in the doctor's surgery,
okay.
Right? And let's imagine you've some concern or even just you want to learn yourself how to examine your own testicles.
Okay.
But imagine you've some concern. You're in the doctor's surgery. There's no need for
embarrassment. People are going to get embarrassed, right? Like they
very much so, Stephen. People get embarrassed about this. Even using the words, fellas come into the doctors and they've never said testicle in their life.
I feel embarrassed right now.
Yes, and fair enough, be embarrassed, but still come to the doctor because we're looking for something that's important here.
Okay.
Some people don't know what words to use at all. I think these days you could get away with saying balls without being impolite.
Right.
I don't know what
that's
to
enough.
Say.
You're making me more nervous. Let's get on with it. So what will I do?
Right, I'm going to the exam. So I want you to just open
you're
your
You're kneeling down, right? Okay.
You're standing.
Can I just say I do not know where to look here?
Look, just you keep your eyes
ridiculous.
Down.
My
keep
eyes are down.
Right.
Okay.
Right, if you just drop your trousers down and... Right, and drop your underpants down as well.
Now, oh my goodness, this is so wrong.
Right,
this feels very bizarre.
Yes, and we're going to examine testicles. Now, we'll take our best friend, the penis, out of the way here.
Okay.
So if you lift that up out of the
so
way.
So if I hold that out of the way,
yes.
I'm holding the penis.
Right, and we'll go on now to examine the scrotum.
Okay.
The scrotum is the bag that the balls are in, and it's kind of rough and folded over. We're not terribly interested in lumps on it, though we can be. For today, we're really examining the testicles rather than the skin of the scrotum. So you take your good hand, you're right-handed, are you?
Am I allowed to take pictures here?
No, you're not now, because my backside is hanging out, so you're not now.
Right, so you take your good hand.
My right hand, which is now got nothing in it.
Right, and just lift the testicles from the bottom of the scrotum up. So as you feel the normal weight.
I'm lifting.
And you feel the testicles in the ordinary way. Now,
I am.
We'll
Tell us seriously what you're feeling, Vinny.
I am feeling... Well, obviously, I've got both of them in my right hand and I'm kind of rolling them around. Is that the right thing to do?
Exactly.
To try and check for any lumps
or
abnormalities?
Roll the ball itself. Now, at one end, you'll find outside the testicle, outside the ball,
yes,
you'll find a little lumpy bit that's very sensitive and if you squeeze it, it would hurt.
I think I know what you're talking about. So, right, that's normal?
That's normal.
Okay.
Now, can I just stop you there? Because seriously, I got this done by you too in the past.
Yes.
And the reason why I had gone to the doctor, seriously now, I'm being serious, to get this checked, is because when I was rolling my fingers over my testicle, right, I felt what felt like a knotty thing.
Yes.
And the knotty thing, I thought, my goodness, is that a lump?
Yes, that's...
What is that knotty thing?
The knotty thing is called the epididymis. It's a lovely word, but it's a coil of little tubes at the end of the testicle, and it's perfectly normal. Now, it's outside the testicle itself, Stephen. And if I just examine... Excuse me, Vinny.
Yep.
If I just examine, and there's the epididymis to the side of the body.
And that is like a little small lump, but that's perfectly normal.
It feels like a wee ropey type thing.
Exactly,
it?
Yes. Okay. It's like a coil of tiny threads or little cords.
So what would something feel like that was wrong, that shouldn't be there?
As I roll the ball there, it feels very smooth and there are no ragged or stony parts to it at all.
Would it be quite hard if there was something wrong?
It usually is quite hard. Now, you have to be very... careful with yourself. You don't want to hurt yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You want to go gently. If a ball drops off and rolls out the door, you're doing it wrong.
Okay.
So you feel...
So do them both then, obviously.
Yes. And then we roll the other testicle between the...
And it's the same thing. You're looking for a lump
again,
apart from that one that should be there.
Lump apart from that one that's there. And that's it. Your testicles, I'm happy to say, are perfectly normal.
Can I just say that Stephen cannot see anything in front of
me? Ridiculous, this.
He's got a view of the back, which is bad enough.
What
can I put my pants back on now?
Yes, you can dress up again now, perfectly.
What did that feel like? What did that feel like, Vinny?
Do you know what? Once I got down to and started doing it, it wasn't that bad. It's just the thought of doing it, especially doing it in the studio with all
the
people there.
What is it like a man doing that?
Because you're a doctor, it's not so worrying. Happy enough, once he started, he was explaining what was happening. So, and especially if you're in your doctor's surgery, I would assume it's much easier in a doctor's surgery because you're not doing it on radio, so you're not going to be as nervous. It's just
absolutely,
the two of you
yes.
in the doctor's surgery, all private. Sorry, I'll just do up my trousers.
You do get self-conscious, don't you? And
Where?
this is what some men will be worried about. They'll be worried about taking their clothes off with a doctor. Seriously, that's why some men won't go.
Absolutely,
you think,
yes. People do get very embarrassed, Stephen. And yeah, it's easy for doctors because, yes, I examine people loads of times. Most doctors will have examined hundreds of men.
But would the men not find it easier with another man doctor when it's a problem you've got with your private bits than if it was a female doctor?
It would depend on the man and how worried they were.
I suppose you could always, if you go to your GP, you can say, look, can I have...
Absolutely. You can ask for a male doctor if you want. But the women doctors have seen lots of male genitals as well.
But to take the embarrassment out of it?
Again, it depends on the individual.
There you go.
And to be fair to my female colleagues, some idiots go and try and show off to the women just because they're women. And I saw one note actually in a medical record from a lady doctor who said, this man is perfectly normal, but he's a bit of an idiot. He tried to show me his genitals. I opened the scalpel very slowly, but he seemed to go out very quickly. And that was in the medical notes. So, fellas, if you're thinking of going to the lady doctors just to show off, don't bother.
What about the what ifs? What if something is fine? What are your chances?
Yes, if you find a lump, right, you're rolling the testicle, roll the ball between your fingers and you feel a hard lump like we're talking about. Right, only about 1 in 20 lumps will turn out to be cancer. So even if you find a lump, you've 19 chances out of 20 of it being a simple, innocent thing. So we're not out here to frighten people all around Northern Ireland, Stephen. What we're out to do is to find the one that might be. So if you find a lump, firstly, don't panic. There's only 1 in 20 chance it might be cancer. But get along to your GP, make an appointment, go along, as we say, skip this embarrassment nonsense, right? Because we're talking about something serious then. Get along to the doctor, say, perhaps... Look, I'm very embarrassed about this, doctor, but I think I found a lump on a testicle, and then be examined. The doctor will then examine. If the doctor agrees that there is a problem, the choice of two things comes up. One would be he might refer you on to get an ultrasound scan, same kind of scans as you have of your gallbladder or the same kind of scans the women have when they're pregnant, same idea. Or he might refer you to a specialist called a urologist who would examine and see if anything further needs done. So... if you find a lump, don't panic. Make an appointment with your doctor. And then if the doctor agrees there's something to be investigated, it'll be ultrasound or a specialist.
I had that done. I had an ultrasound done.
Yeah.
I was concerned. And I've got to say, the sense of relief when you think to yourself, I've gone and I've got it all checked out.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely, yes. That's part of general practice. Stephen, most of the job we do in general practice is reassuring people that they're well rather than finding disease. So an awful lot of the GP's job will be to reassure people, and it's great to be able to do that.
What's the summary from you, Vincent?
Well, like you said, I'm glad that I've got you to do it now, so you checked it. The peace of mind is great, and it wasn't that bad once you talked your way through it and explained what you were doing. The embarrassment factor goes out of it very quickly, and as I said, if you're doing it in your own home or in the doctor's surgery, it's not going to be as nerve-wracking because you're not going to have Stephen Nolan staring at the back of your head.
And the take-home message that I'd like to give, apart from say thanks very much, Vinny, for allowing me to do that, is to
Thank you for being so gentle.
And examine them pretty regularly, and if you find a lump, let the doctor know.
Doctor, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Vincent, well done.
Thank you, Stephen.
Congratulations.
Thank you, Doctor.
Yes. Well done. Did you just say to him, thank you for being so gentle?
Yes. Well, he was.
Oh, I'm never going to be able to look at you in the same way again.
Why?
Like, seriously. Well,
try and be serious for a minute, Jude.
I'm being serious. I'm just not going to be able to look at... I'm going to be looking at you in a...
Can I just clarify?
How can I put this? Just here's how I'll put it. I'm going to be looking at you in a tiny, tiny, itsy-bitsy way from now on. Huh?